But the question always to Stephen was, should we make him a cox at the first date or the second date, you see? Well, coxes can be adventurous, and some coxes can be very steady people, you see. He's rather an adventurous type. Never knew quite what he was going to do when he went out with the crew. I think he used to bring his work down with him into the boat sometimes, you know. His sort of thinking gear was going on different levels.
We were asked to read a chapter, chapter 10, in a book called Electricity and Magnetism by Bleeny and Bleeny, an unlikely combination, a husband and wife team. And at the end of that chapter, there are 13 questions, all of them final honours questions. I discovered very rapidly that I couldn't do any of them. Richard and I worked together for the week, and we managed to do 1.5 questions, which we felt very proud of. Gordon refused all assistance and managed to do one all by himself. Stephen, as always, hadn't even started. But the next morning, he went up to his rooms at 9 o'clock. And we came back about 12, maybe 12:05. And down came Stephen, and we were in the college gateway in the lodge. "Ah, Hawking," I said, "how many have you managed to do then?" "Well," he said, "I've only had time to do the first 10. And I think at that point we realised that it's not just that we weren't in the same street, we weren't on the same planet.